Okay, so Chamishi v'Eschanan is, of course, the aftermath of the Dibros HaShnios. Very fascinating shita the Ramban has that comes up at the end of the Aliyah based on the Pasuk. V'zos ha-mitzvah achukim ha-mishpatim asher tzivu Adonai lo'icham l'abid eschem la'asos ba'aretz asher atem ovrim sham al-rishta. The Ramban says, v'shmartem la'asos kasher tzivu Hashem elokeichem eschem is meduyak zo azhar al-sar sa-dibros ha-tzivu osam Hashem yipiv.
At the beginning of Perek Vav,
you know, it's an amazing idea that the Ramban develops, that, you know, you have like this bifurcation between the Dibros, which is a special tzivoy, kasher tzivoy Hashem lokechem eschem, you know, and then everything else, which is a very fascinating idea, and ties in back to Gemara Brachos and Torah Mishaminim. It also ties into the issue, which, you know, garnered a massive amount of attention at the beginning of the Aliyah, the proper interpretation of Kol Gadol V'lo Yasav. So famously, Targum says that V'lo Pasek, right? The voice never really stopped. Rashi quotes it as the first day, and then Dvaracher, that it was sui generis. Lo Hosef L'Harus Ba'oso Pumbi. The Ramban fundamentally endorses the view of Targum Onklus called Gadol V'lo Yasav that never stopped, but he does add in a third interpretation. I want to take all three of these together and say that it's not mutually exclusive. It's really all of the above. And apropos the point that we made at the beginning about the Ramban saying the Aseres HaDibros is like their own category, so the lashon here of the Ramban, Lefisha Midas Basar V'Dam and Yicholim Daber Kol Divrei Mivishim Akas. So Kol Gadol V'lo Yasav, right? Lo Pasak, meaning he didn't have to stop, right? He didn't have to stop, take a breath. And Mishlo Haya Posik, Lo Yamosif. And because he didn't have to stop, take a breath, it wasn't like, you know, after he took the breath, so he had more strength and his voice was of a higher decibel, because it's just totally consistent. Lefisha Kol Chazak, you know, Vikayim La'olam. So that's a, I think, very fascinating and remarkable idea. The Ramban is noting the consistency of the Dvar Hashem. So let's try to put all three of these ideas together. So first of all, called Gadol V'lo Yasav V'lo Pasak means that let's do it a little bit a different way. Okay, so Lo Hosif Haharos Bozo Pumbi. So of course, my Ben Arsinai was sui generis, that the Ramban has a beautiful line paraphrasing the Gemara Megillah later, that Klal Yisrael were scared. Lo bechol shaita v'shaita Yisrael chishnisa. That's the famous line that Reb Zera says back to Rabba when he invites him back for the second Sudas Purim. He says, "I don't know, we're going to have a miracle this year." So that experience of Hashemaham kol elokim midaber mitochayish kasher shemata atav ayachi, that is meant to be sui generis. That's you know, mitzad echad meidach kisa kol gadol v'lo yasa v'lo pasak. The Torah is immutable. The principles are transcendent, right? They're not limited to any generation. They're not limited to any cultural milieu, right? They relate in every single generation. By very definition, we spoke about that with respect to Hoel Moshe Be'er Zatara Zosleimor B'Shivim Lashon, right? They transcend any anthropological or sociological limitations. So that's part of, right, V'lo Yasav V'lo Pasak. And then I think you can integrate the Ramban's perspective of the Hashvayas Kol, right? The idea of not being, you know, some is stronger and some softer, but it's all revealed b'neshima achas v'lo yasaf, right, in an even tone, that Torah Hashem Tamima, right, each part, you know, might say that certain things are more significant, right? The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Lamed Shmira Shabbos and Avodah Zarah is connected to Torah Kula. That's all true, and there is such a notion as Mitzvah Kala and Mitzvah Chamura, and Hevizar Mitzvah Kala Kiva Chamura, we are not discriminating between mitzvos, but, right, Skilas, Reifa, Herak, Chanek, Kares, Misas, Misa B'dei Shemayim, etc., right, in terms of Chumras, you know, Ha'onesh, and so we do have a hierarchy. We're careful about everything, but the point of the Hashvayas Kol, I think, for the Ramban, is that from a Chafetz Shel Torah standpoint, from the standpoint of the Torah per se, not, you know, weighing one mitzvah against the other, but the standpoint of Torah per se, everything is equal, right? Torah Hashem Tamima, it's all miksha achas. You couldn't have one iota less, you couldn't have one iota more, baltosif baltigra. The perfection is in the way that it's revealed. So each part is equally important to constituting chatzis or Torah. Now, independently, violation or adherence to certain mitzvos is more important than violation or adherence to others. But that's mitzad hagavra. But mitzad chafza shel Torah, everything is completely axiologically equal, right? Just intrinsically, right? Every pasuk in the Chumash and every din in Torah Shebal Peh, everything is part, equally part of the chafza shel Torah, the din makeh, and the din mezuzah, and the din of malkos, and the din of the Eved Nirtza. Without any of these things, the Torah would not be the Torah. It would be something else. So the Kol Hashem, you know, Behashavayas Kol, if you will, Kol Gadol V'lo Yasaf, is also a critical part of our conception of the Chafetz Shel Torah. So again, just to review, Lohosif Haras Boso Pumbi, that was sui generis, Me'idach Gisa V'lo Pasak, immutable nature of Torah. And then from the Chafetz Shel Torah standpoint, the fact that all of these things are fundamentally equal. Oh, so now we can come back to the Ramban. The Ramban says, sure, right? As kol, you know, hadvarim asher tziva Hashem okecham eschem, the mitzad hagavra, the elements, the asar sadibros, are objectively, those are the mitzvos chamuros, and require an awareness that those are fundamentally more significant vis-a-vis the gavra. And then you can have a tziva in everything else. But klape the chafetz shel Torah, right? Every pasuk in Chumash is an equal chafetz Torah. Every din in Torah Shel Baal Peh is an equal chafetza shel Torah. Frankly, every din the Rabbanan is part of the chafetza shel Torah in that regard. So again, if there are differences mitzad agavra, there are certainly not differences mitzad achafetza. And I think that's what's being evoked by the idea of kol gadol v'lo yasaf, according to the day of the Ramban, that Hashem's voice was consistent throughout. He revealed the Torah, right, giving everything equal due.